Beyran Daf Lamed Ches Omed Aleph were four lines from before the line starts getting completely white. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Anevi'im Ashirim Hoyu. Rabbi Yochanan said all the Nevi'im were Ashirim. That means even though we had mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu had other Milas, he was a Giber and Osher, but it seems one Mila all Nevi'im had to have, that they were Ashirim. The Tiferesian says, Milas Ashiris they zicha needed because Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, the Chochmas HaMiskein Bezuya. The Chochma of an Oraman, no, everyone ignores it. So Memele, so some self-respect the Nevi'im had to have in order that their words should be accepted. So Memele, they all were Ashirim. Mi Nolan, Mi Moshe, Umi Shmuel, Umi Amos, Umi Yoinim. Moshe, Dechsiv, Loi Chamer, Echad Mehem Nasosi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I never took a Chamer of one of them, of any of them. So the Gemara asks, what is this speaking about? Ibeloi Agro, if it means he didn't take it without paying. Lafuki man de shoko bolei agre. So what is he saying? I mean, he's saying other people take without paying for it. I didn't do such a thing. That's poshut. It's an avla to take if you don't pay, to take animus chamer. Ela da filu bagre. No, I never rented a chamer. So what does that mean? So the Tiferesian says, because he was an usher, and he had his own chamer, then if the rent chamerim, he had his own chamer. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's pshat and posik? Dilme mishum da'oni have it. Maybe he was an oni, and he didn't have any peklach like this. An usher he takes along many things with him, so he needs a chamer. He was a noni, he had nothing to take along with him, so that is why he didn't need a chamer. So, there's no raya from this pasuk. Elamim psolocha psalos on yehe shalos. From the pasuk we had brought before, that the psalos of the luchas, which were very valuable, belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmuel, how do we know Shmuel Anovi was an Osher? Dixi, Hinini Anuvi Neged Hashem V'Neged Mashiachai. Hesher mi lakachti, V'chamer mi lakachti. Did I take anyone's chamer? So the Gemara is right, Ibechinam, talking about did he take it without paying for it? Lafuki man de shoko bechinam. So that's no maila, that he doesn't take Yenim's chamer. Ella da filu bischar. It means that he never rented a chamer. Why didn't he rent a chamer? The same thing, because he had his own chamer. So the Gemara is dilmadoni have it. What's the raya? Maybe he never took a chamer because there was no need for it. He didn't have any peklach to put on a chamer. Ella mehoche. It says in the pasuk utshuvosoi horamoso. Kisham beisai, v'marove kol mokim shaholach beisai imay. That means he was never nene me'acherim, and when he came to someone else, he brought his own provisions. So by states, he was self-supporting. So that means he was an osho. V'marove, godol ma'shenemar b'shmuel yoyser mishenemar b'moshe. Dila b'moshe Rabbeinu k'siv leichamer echad mehem nasasi, ta'afilu b'schar. So Taisi says, Pshat over here, Dila b'moshe k'siv leichamer echad mehem nasasi, bal kol chayu. That I never took bal kol chayu from them achamer. The berotzayim socha, but if they wanted to rent it to me, so now the gemara nasasa means I took keneged retzayinam. So I never did such a thing. I feel like if I would pay for it, I never did such a thing. But if they wanted to rent it to me, then I rented it. Vishema loyhoyo reitze, maybe they didn't want to rent it. Uboishim lusorev milahaske, but Moshe Rabbeinu went over to them and asked them, could you please rent me your chamor? So what should they say? No, how could you zog up Moshe Rabbeinu? So memele, they were masking. Vila bishmuksi, vratsoisi mashmale bikasht eliska mimena vafilo beritsi. Let us see the posik by Shmuel. Vila gabi Shmuel, afilo berotzain loisochoi. Afilo, if the maskir was merutze to rent it him, he also wouldn't rent it, he wouldn't rent it from him. Tersi vayoimro, they said loya shaktonu, V'loy ritzoyseinu. Loy ritzoyseinu means that a filo, when we wanted to rent it from you, you also didn't want to rent it. I saw an Ein Aliyo, what is that kipshat that Shmuel was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu on this Nekude? Shmuel was afraid maybe they really don't want to rent and they're ashamed. U'boishim l'sarev. So, Ben Elio says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he never thought from him for a minute that someone would be ashamed to zog him up. That means if he'd be a big person, you can understand it. And he asks him, you can't say no to a big person. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the owner of Mikolodom Hashal Pnei Adomo. The Ramban said, Shlachna b'yad tishloch, so the Ramban says, there's not a yid by Klal Yisrael that's not bigger than me. So why are you picking on me? So Moshe Rabbeinu never in his whole life had such a havamina that people really would not want to rent him, but they're ashamed to say no to him. For him, you don't have to be ashamed, since they're bigger than him. So Memele, that is why there was such an anhogia. But even though Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt like that, but Lemaise, other people felt differently. So Memele, by renting Berotzain, it could be that there wasn't a true Rotzain. So that's what the Gemara says, that Shmuel Anovi was Godel Yeshe Mashanema Bishmu Mishanema B'Moshe. Omais, how do we know Omais was wealthy? Dersi vayan Omais vayemer alamatsio loy novi onoichi voloy ben novi onoichi ki boiker onoichi uboilish shkomen. In the Metargim Rav Yosef are mori gisiano, I have a lot of cattle vishkomen li b'sheflos, I have a lot of trees. The Poshib Shat in the Posik is that Amatya was told that Omas is saying Nebuah against him. So Amatya called Omas and he said Amatya was used to Nevi'e Sheker. And the Nevi'e Sheker said Nevi'e is for those who gave the money. So Amatya told them, you know, if you want to say Nevi, you should go someplace else, not here, there, you'll get money for this. So that's what Omis told them. Omis told them, I'm not a Novi that says Nevi is for money. I am a self-supporting person. I have possessed cattle. I possess trees. So Memela, so from there we see that he was an Oshel. Yoina, how do you know that Yoina was an usher? Dersi vayitain tzchora vayered bo, for Oma Rabbi Yochanan shenosan tzchora shel svina kulo. That he paid for the whole trip of the ship. Oma Rabrumanis tzchora shel svina habet dalid alofim dinrei dave. So we see that he was a pretty wealthy person. that he could afford to pay for such a ticket. So, V'amar Rav Yochanan, B'tchilo yamay shalomei teira u'mishakcho. Aish Rabbeinu learned teira and forgot, at shenitna loy b'matone, shenema v'yitein al Moshe k'chaloysei ledaber itei. So it was a matone v'yitein. Till then, he didn't have it. He forgot it, and it was v'yitein al Moshe. The Shalmei Nedarim brings down a Yerushalmi and Hoyri is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu forget? Beloma bishvil lahachzir es hatipshim. That's the lotion of the Yerushalmi. So he says, what shad lahachzir es hatipshim? Sheyachziru al Talmudom. That tipshim who do not seem to have hatzloch in learning, they should chazer. Avopi sheshoikhim mashalindim, ki ula yechanenu Hashem b'matnas chinam k'may l'moyshe Rabbeinu. But there's really a tifere gedank. It's not because the Mephoshim say, yagati umotsosi tamin, that usually yegiye brings to a hasoge, not to a metziye. A metziya means that someone finds something shaloi b'diyosai. A person is miyagei and he's successful. Yagati b'hisakti. I was masi what I was misyagei am. No pshat is no one can understand chokhmas ha-Torah. And it seems one needs a besondere broche to remember Torah also. It's the Rabbeinu Shlom's Chochmeh. So, there's only a Tanai of Yegiyah, but a person gets it, it's a Metziah, or it's a Matone. Vayitein al Moshe. So, Fakert Moshe Rabbeinu was used as a model role that no one should be nispoiled that he's forgetting. Moshe Rabbeinu also forgot. And the only way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to remember was Vayitein. The Rebbeinu gave him a matone. So this could apply to anyone and everyone. That's Pshat the Yerushalmi. Let us see the Ran. Lafuki man de shoko b'lo yagra. That he said that he didn't take for free. Chimishta b'cho yishloi noto b'lo yischar. Alafilu ba'agro shleihoyo nene mishel acheira. The mashoz moira by schal, what kind of a noise there? Afilu ba'rotzen de zimne misratze mishum kisufe v'loi nechelu. Sometimes they say they're merutze, but they really are not merutze. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Vizon es ishtoi ve es bonov alfa pi shehu chayev b'mizaynoisa. Let us see the Ran. Vizon es ishtoi ve es bonov. That means the mother is permitted to give mizaynis to the wife and children of the mother. Afilu kerabona nosya. So this is not only going according to Chono, who holds that Pereya Chayve Shol Chaveroi, she doesn't have to pay him, it's Mavriya Chari. Now, Filo Kerabona Nosye, the Beteires Mitzvah Askinon V'loi Beteires Piroin Shel Bar Shachayve Mzeinisayim. That means like this. Pereya Es Chayve we had before, or we heard before that Yisha Sholcha Bailam Dina Sayom and Bomadecha the Pirnisa. So there it's speaking about that his intent is he's laying out money for the Baal or for the Loive. He's paying up the Loive's chayv for the Loive. Now the shaila is, does the loiva owe him money for such a thing? Does the baal owe him money for such a thing? So that's the machloikis, chanan and the chachamim, is this considered mavriach ari? Memeila, it's not considered he was mahanehim, so therefore he doesn't have to pay him, even though his intent was that the baal should pay him, the loiva should pay him. The chachamim hold that's considered mahaneh, and he does have to pay him. But that is only if that is the intent of being mefanes as ishtoyim pereyas chayva. He's paying, he's laying out money for him. But here we're speaking about he wanted to give them mezainis. He's giving them mezainis, not, he wants that they should have mezainis. He's doing it l'shem mitzvah. L'shem matone. So memeila, that's he's giving them mezainis. Va'af olgav da'amudel mishani. Now they're getting mezainis, so the mudel has ano. Shein etzoich losses la mezainis. Ahi hano de memeila. This is hano de memeila. That means it comes out that since they have mezainis, so now he doesn't have to give them mezainis. But the snapshot is that he's being mahana him. This is, he wants to be mahana them, and automatically memeila the baal will have hano. I saw in Ayelus Hashacha. These Moira we had learned in Perik HaNoisei, Seif Ksubis, we learned Tahloch as follows. A person married an Isha, he was Mekabel on himself, Lozain as Bita. And then he gave her a get, and she married someone else. It seems that was also her Tanai with the second husband, that he should give Mezainis for a daughter. So the Gemara says both of them were machayim themselves losin as bita, kiven the trei kreisi leslo, she doesn't have two stomachs, is lachain echad zon ve'echad noisin dom. So one gives her money, and the other one gives her mezainis. And one of them can't say, the whole thing was losin as bita, but she has mezainis now. It seems there's no such taina. You were machayv yourself to give mezainis, and Yena was machayv to give mezainis. So, pashteitzach, we don't, since she doesn't have two stomachs, so we don't have to give twice mezainis. So one is machayv, but since he's chayv, he's machuyiv to pay the sheer mezainis. That's what it says over there. So, frekta yelos hashacha, merdiki kasha. So he asks, what is Pshat? He says, the Ran says over here that the Maise, he is being mazen ishtoi, bonov, l'shem mitzvah. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that the Maise, the husband is deriving benefit. He doesn't have to give them a zainis. So yes, why is he deriving benefit? Vos gate on the husband that this person is giving them to eat? What is it different than if a person is mekabel losing as bas ishtoi and someone else is giving, he also sees mechuyev to give money. Why does his chiyuv become bottle since someone else is giving mezainis? Unless you'll say there's a difference between the takonas chachomim or the chiyuv deraisa for mezainis. So there, pshat as he was mekabel, there was a tnai ksub, he was mekabel losin es bas ishtoi. So there it means b'chol life, and here it's different. And he also, as he says, he doesn't understand, I mean, what happens if a woman has money, she'ain l'bay l'rishus bo, so she's a millionaire, she's not mechiv to give him a zaynis. I mean, there's a chiv to give him a zaynis, chazal or mesakin, as she has she has other monies to take care of herself, but that's the chiyuv of the Baal to give mezainis. So why here is, that's his sa'orah. But it seems clear that Lamaisi becomes potter. So this is permissible. V'lo yozain es behemtoi, bein temeyo, bein tahoira. V'lo yozain es behemtoi, bein temeyo, bein tahoira. So the Ran says, the maneyu humamish, v'bnei shemala bedomim. That means if I'm feeding his behemoth, this is already his nechosim. His nechosim become more valuable. We'll see later, the Ran says it's speaking about his mefatim the behemoth. So Memele, this is mamish like a tzir of Yair l'seich sodach aveh, a meshbiach yo nechosov. So Memele, this is not permitted to do. Rabbi Lezer oimer, zon es atmeyo ve'eini zon es atahiro. Rabbi Lezer said no. He says, it matters. A behemet meye, that's not oimed lachile. So then, it's not considered he's mahanehim. That what he's feeding the behemoth. He's being, let's say the way we'll say now, the way the Ran says, that he's being mechatim the behemoth. Ran learns, Prater, he was speaking about that the zon was not the hitzachasin of the behemoth. The zon was, he's mechatim the behemoth. So Mamele, so Rabbi Lezer held that pitum, of a behemah is only called a mashbiach yonachosim by behemah tahira. A behemah tahira, which is also oimed lachila. So fashteitzach, if your bull, your ox, your cow will gain another 20 pounds, I was mashbiach this behemah. So memela I'm being mahaniyu, and if I don't get money from you, so memela akam mahaniyu. But a tmeyo, so it won't be eaten side by side. And Legabi, as we'll see in Daran, Daran says, Legabi, working, I'm not helping you in the working. If I'm being mefatim the behemah, so it works less. We're not speaking about Stamazay, the sustenance of the behemah. We're speaking about the making of futim. So fakert, I'm not doing any, so if it's a behemah tahir, so I mashbiach yon nechosim. Some of them are being mahani you. But it's a behemoth to meyer. The all that I'm doing is that'll be more lazy to work. Some of them are some zichanat mahani you. That was Rabbi Lezer's for him. Rabbi Lezer ima zonas at meyer veini zonas at teyer. Amru loy, so the chachomim, that's the chilek on Rabbi Lezer. Omru loy ma bein tmeyo le tahira. What is the difference between a tmey and tahira? Omru lohu, so he told them, sha tahira navsha le shamayim. Vigufo shaloi, that means he can shecht a tahira. And he'll remain with the goof. So memele, So he being mashbiach is nechosim. But a tmeyo, namsho v'gufo l'shamayim. That means if the tmeyo dies, so he doesn't remain with anything. So memeli is not being mahanim. Omruloi, so they told him, afa tmeyo, namsho l'shamayim v'gufo shaloi. Shem yirtze arei hu moicha lo'ivdei kechovim, oi machilo l'klovim. That means he also can derive benefit from the pitum, he'll sell it to goyim, who'll be machal klovim. What is the svara take of Rabbi Lezer in the Chumim Tainin Gut? So the Yelis HaShachar wants to say, he says, Bishlema by Behemet Tahira. So it's Oymet Keseida Lachla. Aymed, it's Aymed Tishecht also. So Memele, so it's called, if I'm not being Mefatim the Behemoth, so I'm telling you to Einu Shavius, I'm Mashbir the Behemoth. It's weighing more, it's worth more. By Behemoth Meya, a person doesn't Shecht or kill a Behemoth Meya. No, it's going to die from old age. So he's saying, I will die from old age, so Memele, so then I'll Kaponim, but an Avela that is weighs 20 pounds more is worth more for Klovim. So the Yosef Shacha wants to say, so who says when the Behem will die, they'll still have these 20 pounds? That means being Befratim now, with now Befrat, there's no outlook of gaining money. When she'll die, who knows? Maybe he'll get a sickness and won't be able to eat, and that's just going to die. So you can't, so that's not called, I was Mahana you by Behemoth Meya, and somehow the Chachamim hold, we should take this into consideration. You have to know what the Imek Advorim is, what the Imek Advorim of the Machloikis is. Al Koponim, so the Yellow Sashacha asks another Ha'orado. He asks a Ha'orado, let's forget about Mudar HaNor. In the halacha of Yoyrid L'Seich Sodech HaVeira, if a person went and was Mefatim HaBeim Et Meir, do we have here the same Machloikis? Rabbi Lez and the Chachomim, is there a Chiv of Yoyrid? Is not Chiv of Yoyrid? Rabbi Lez holds it's not called a Yoyrid, because who says the Shvach will remain, and Chama holds it is a Yoyrid. So he says, if it is a Yoyridika Machloikis, so he says, so it's very modne why the Mishnah brought down this machloikis logabi mudar hano. That means this is already a byproduct of that machloikis. I mean, since, according to the Chachomim, he has a din yoyrit, and you have to pay him for it. So therefore it's called the tzos of a mudar hano. Like Rabbi Lezer, there's no din yoyrit. So he's ma'iris alochait. If that is the Yisayda Machloikis, so why didn't the Tana bring down this Machloikis in the Chayshin Mishpatik Yishayla? Not in the byproduct of Nedorim, which is a Peil Yaitzei of the Chayshin Mishpatik Yishayla. That Kashri also Shacha asks. Now let us see the Ram.
Since the Muda by Behemoth Meyer will not derive Anos Achila, Heinoinene b'mizaynoisov shalmada. And he said, that's the difference between a Tahir and a Tmeyer. By a Tahir, Zvegufa shalol Achila. Hilkach, I mefatim lo mahani lai. If he's mefatim, so he's being mahani. Atmeyo nafshe v'gufa lo shemayim. Atmeyo nafshe v'gufa lo shemayim. Shein lei bo heter achila. Nimtze shein lei nene bepitume. That's the svar of Rabbi Lezer. And the Chachomim say, shem yirtza reize moich lei v'kechom shoich lo moisoi. Shehi mefut emes loikche noise b'yoisa. So now the Ran is going to say Pshat Na Mishnah. The Rav Elazar loy shori bitmeya, elo lezayna mezaynish yisayla. He's only speaking about mezaynish yisayla, extra food not the food that the behemah needs to exist on, kedei lefatmo, and that's l'tzeirich pitum. Mishum de svirelei, Rabbi Lezor, the kiven de ein la emedes lachila, since a behemah tmei zan oimed lachila, elo lemeloche, ein om nenem bailem bipitume, so memela the baum don't have any enough from the pitum. The other rabbi, if it's eating a lot, it'll become a bigger mefunet, and it won't work too well. But the mezoinis, which are needed for the poshet existence of the behemoth, the bechiyai gavne vadei mahaneu izichem mahaneim. That lemaisa, what do you mean? So the, forget about eating. The behem is existing. The behem is working. So kochach is working to that, that the madir is being made in the behem. Yeah. Bechiyai gavne vadei mahaneu b'shem d'tanekame posik v'toni. So now, the Ran is a shtickle problem, because we're only speaking about a certain case. So, he says, Mishum d'tane kama posik v'toni v'lo yoznes behemtoi bein t'mei bein t'oir, the mashme de beku le gabne, the mitzah b'toire, mitzah b'nami b'tmei, the t'tane kama did not differentiate between t'oir and t'mei. So just like by Tahoira, Pitum is also, so by Tmei, Pitum is also also. Mahadalei Rabbi Leza, Loiki. No, it's not that way. Aleike Gavne, Dizonis at Tmei. Tmei is not like Tahoira. Alpha Pishen is on us at Tahoira. And hey, the Tane, Mr. Mlish, the I, everything is so, so, so. That means, Legabi, the food for the existence of the, of the behemah, everyone is moides also. Of some achleim, I don't believe, but we see what we're talking about. The mishakla v'tali didu muchach the rabbi leza leishori b'tmeyo, ela b'mezainis yisem de lefatma of leivik de chayel. V'reisi la rajbe shekosav behepach leinis chavru dvol. I like to say over what the Rashba says. The Rashba is chaylik. The Rashba holds that afilu the poshet mezoinis is also mutar according to Rabbi Loza. The Rashba says as follows. Here's two mahalchim in Rabbi Lezer. Mahalach number one, kol shor v'shor hu mutar lozayna. He's allowed to give the behemah mezaynis kol shor v'shor. The kiven de shor rishoyna beheter gam shniya mutar. So the second shor is also mutar. So l'chere the Rashba means to say as follows. That the first time he gives the behemoth to eat, we're not speaking about that the behemoth is a geisus, and it's going to die for starvation if it won't be, if he won't give it to eat. If that would be the case, the Rashba holds, l'chayr, then it should be yosa. But speaking about, the behemoth would like to have a meal now. So he gives it to eat. So what did he do? I mean, that's not called that he saved its life. And the second time the baby wants a meal, he also gives it to eat. So it's never considered that he's, the existence of the behemoth is occurring through him, because I feel he wouldn't have given it then, it also would have remained alive. So what's the svodi also Shacha wants to say? That means, so now you don't, when I'm giving the food, you don't have any anor. That means later, if it wouldn't be, have been fed now, so later, problems might have occurred, or will occur. That's not called I'm mahani you now, because now, I feel I wouldn't have eaten now also nothing serious would have happened. Then he says a second svara, Shareza Meshiv Aveda. So I think that the Machnafrayim and Hilchas Niske Mom and Simon Beis seems to learn pshat in the Rajbe that it's a Mavriach Ari. That means that hunger or that's considered like a Mavriach Ari, that there's something that would be mazik the behemoth, that's called a Mavriach Ari. Emerson, it's a more the kachidish, it should be called Mavriach Ari, that Emerson, this is a chesaron of the gufa behema. This is also not considered a chesaron of the gufa behema. That means it's a chesaron study that, difficult to understand. Poshid, it's not a chesaron study. I mean, every animal in order to exist needs food. V'shebedin ava mabri achari. Akaponim, that's how the Machnefram seems to say pshat in the Rajman, the second terrace of the Rajman. Now, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Hananya, Omar Rav Huna. Hamuder hano mechaveiroi, muter lohosi loy bitay. That, so Poshut the Gemara understood that a muder hano mechaveiroi is allowed to marry off his daughter to the muder. Ovi bo Rav Zeire b'maya skino. So Rav Zeire is b'maya skino. Ilayma bishir nichsei avi akale asurin alachosam. If the avi akale is the mother races, and the chosn that'll have an or from the avi akale, are moiseloi shivcho l'shamshe. So he's moiseloi shivcho l'shamshe. How is he allowed to do this? Zukteran, are meisel shivch l'shamshoy, the kasalka daitach de bebitoi naro askino. He's marrying him off to him. I say, so through me you're getting a wife, you're getting a shivch l'shamshoy. So I'm zicha being mahana you. So I had a shtikel ha'ore. The Gemara said that Nichsei Avi Akale are Asurim Alachos. So it seems he asked his Nechosim. If he asked his Nechosim, so his daughter is called his Nechosim. Not even enough of my Nechosim. Lachair daughter is not his Nechosim. So my shvaga wanted a taina. So let us see the lashon of the rosh. Arei meisa loy shivcha l'shamshe. Tosalka daitoch biktana oy benayra airi. Shebiyode l'moisro. V'gam meisa yodeho shaloy. So it could be this is the key word. That means the meisa yodaim of a naira belongs to him. Aktana also. Aktana, you can even sell for number griya. So it could be he has a bailis takina. He has a schus lemaisi yodeh. So it could be that is called nechosa. Could be that's pshat.
Well, the other Eitze, we had once mentioned, the Chazenish says in the beginning of this Perek, in Siman Kuf Lamed Vov, Eis Aleph, the Chazenish says that, that when a person asks Hanos Kol Nechosov Alachirim, he also wants to include that you can have Hanos for himself also. Hanos Nechosov comes to Aser Hanos from himself also. So it could be so. Then it's good. So then Pshat is, I can't be Mahaniyu. By marrying off my daughter to you, I'm being Mahaniyu. So that's one of the two. Elo benichsei choson asurim alavi kala. So what is it? No, punfaker. The vi kala cannot have hanor from the choson. So what is he being mahanim by marrying off his daughter? Oh, he's being mahanim, and I wanted to give him a zaynis. So memel, that's who he's mahanim. So the Mar says, please, that's not called hanor. Gedoyla mizu amru, zon es ishtoi ve es bonov, vava bishu chayv mim zoi neysam, vat amrit muta losi loi bitoi. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. To give mizaynis le ishtoi or le bonov is bechlal muta. If I want to lay out money for you, no, that's bechloikis chonon and bechachomim. But if I want to give them mezainis, that zicha, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah, so zicha not called up being mahana you. I indirectly, you're getting hano, so that says in the Mishnah, that's not called, I was mahana you. So if the avia kala is not punitive hano from the chosen, and the chosen marries his daughter, and now that he marries his daughter, he's potter to give her mezainis. So that's called his mahanami. That's even not called his mahanami. Is loilam b'shenichsei avikala asurim alachos. Psalm says no. It is speaking about b'shenichsei avikala asurim alachos. So we ask the kasha, if the Avia Kala cannot be Mahana the Chosn, how can he marry off his daughter? Speaking about Yere Basa Boigres, Umidaito, Tanya Nami Hochi, Amuda Anome Chaveiroi, Osalasioi Bitoi. He's not permitted to marry off his daughter. Abu Messioi Bitoi Boigres Umidato. Now let us see the Ran. Elo b'shenichsei choson asurim alo b'yakalo k'mashmalo. So the Mishnah is telling us sh'af al pi shenichosov asurim alo. And even though the b'yakalo is not permitted to have anor from the choson, muta lohosi leibito. Af al pi sh'yishayev lozoino achakei. By marrying her off, he'll become a chuyev lozoino. V'nimtzo mahane. And now he's mahane. By marrying her. Oops. I have a stickle ha'or over here. In Lechayre, the father becomes potter to give her mezainis after Nisuin because Lechayre she goes out of his reshus. I mean, why does the Ran have to mention Avabishi Yischayim Lozoina Acha came the name? He'll have to give her mezainis, and therefore he's Mahana the father. Now the father doesn't have to, won't they have to give mezainis? I mean, why? Does have to give his life. Lamaisa, if he marries her off, he's potter, she's out of his reshus already. So Lechayre, you don't need this nakuda that the husband is mechuyev to give him his zaynis. Al kaponim, by marrying her off,
automatically the father's potter to give him his oinus. Though the Gemara is saying he's being mahana him because now he's giving his oinus, but l'cheira, that's not the p'tur. I mean, that what the father is potter to give him his oinus is l'cheira because it's yotzes m'shusoi. It's not totally in the chi of mezainis of the Baal. L'chayr calls man, she's in his rishus, he's mechuyiv to be mefarnes, a yotzus on rishus, right? L'chayr is not mechuyiv. Whatever the chiyiv is, it's mitzvah, it's alts. Perhaps not. Here the Ran seems to be saying that the reason he's potter to give mezainis is because the chosen gives. So the Gemara says that's not called his mahanim. Deilam izu amru. Zon es ishtei vezbona vat amat muta losi leibite kloima. Im hu yochel lozim es bitoi bo'oida b'shusai shohu chayim b'mezainisa. Koshken shiyucholose naisa acha shenisa shenosa shenischayev b'mizaynis ishtoy umayka mashmalon rafud. Now he's mechuyev to give her. He's bechalt and it's yotzo meshusa. I mean that's ichad no chiddush, but he's allowed to marry her. Ubebitay boigre. So the Gemara says no, it's enechanami. It's, we're speaking about that the Baal Abi Hakale is not permitted to be Mahana the Chos. And Einachanami, if he'll marry off Bitoi Nairo, Bitoi Ktane, he's Mahana the Chos, he's Moisoloi Shivcha. Now speaking about Bitoi Boigris, Bloi Kamosolo, Elo Hi Atzmo. She's getting married, but that's atzmo. So male, I'm not being mahana you. Umidaito. It says, the Gemara says, ubebite boigres umidaito. So what's the time of koyogla milsa? Kloima, mishimochi, shori, dohomidaito. That's the reason why it's mutter. To the kiven shaboga shuv ein lavirishus. So, l'chayr, it's not umidaita, it's dimidaita. L'chayr, the homidaita, because it's midaita. Inami. That's one mahalach, the Ran says. Then the Ran says another mahalach. Ki koma midaita, l'mu'utei daitoi dechosa. If the reason that she's marrying him is because of the date achos. She'im oso shliach ledaber ima liski nisuin osa. Oka mahanilei. That's pshat. Umi daita, this is only mutter if she's interested in marrying him. But if the chosen made the father a shliach, that I want you to do some convincing and some shatchonis, to convince her to marry me, and he was successful. So then he's mahana the chosen, umidaito. Now, let us just see the Rosh a minute. The Perish Rosh, the Rosh says, Baigeres umidaito. Va'af al pi shemesia eitzo, ve'eino oiveres al daitoi, shori. So the Ran says klol that, the Rosh says klol, even though the father is telling her, whatever the father says, that's what she does. Surely this is muta. This says, afal gav shuhu medaber imo umesi eitzo lo lihinos eloi, hanos dibo le mikri hano. Now we have here Taisvis and the Rosh say that he's convincing her to marry this chosen, and it seems he's the source, he's the reason why she's not marrying him. Afalpikein it's mutter, Taisvis it's anas dibo, le mikri hano, agavuche, Bayel Sashacha asks, we find by Kedushin, a menashe dabo lecha leshiltain. A person is makadosh anish, a menashe dabo lecha leshiltain. I'll speak to the shiltain. So this is a dovo shenaitlam alof schar. So she's makadoshes. So lechere, I mean, shatchanish also get money. Here it seems, Hanos dibo le mikri hano. Why isn't this, what is this different than a menashe dabo lecha leshiltan? If I can't hear, he spoke with her and he was matzliach. A menashe dabo lecha leshiltan does not necessarily mean he'll be matzliach. I'll kapon him for the service of speaking to the shiltan. That's called a pu'ule shenaito molov scha. But now we have to know if the ran is chaylik on them. Could be there's no machloikis. That what the Ran says in Nami ki koma midaitoi, midato lemutei daitoi dechosen, shim oso shliach ledaberimo. The Ran is only speaking about a case. So that's mistaken karenoire. That the Ran is speaking about a case that the chosen went over to the aviakal and he told him, I would very much appreciate that you should speak to your daughter to encourage the shidduch, and he did this. Achosn oso shliach ledaber. If he made him a shliach and I was memale your shliches, that's called I was mahane you. And what the Rosh and Taisus are speaking about, it doesn't say that he made him a shliach. He encouraged the shidduch, finished. So Abal Koponim, so then it's not called I'm a hanis. So then Taisha says, Anos Dibel, it's not called Ano. But if I'm a mali your shliches, that means you ask me to do something for you, and I do it, that's called I was mahani. You're not gavulcha de karnoi bin saraya from this time. It seems there's a machlekes rishonim in this nekude. We yet keseida, if I do your shliches, it's called Aus Mahaniyu by Trume. If you need the das of the Mishaleya, and you tell me to be Mafrish Trume, so I was Mahaniyu. So others say that is only if it is an Inyan that needs Shliches Take. But here there's no Inyan of Shliches to speak to the daughter. That means it's just, but Stamazai Mili Ritzoincha, is also considered Mahane. That's what the Ran says. L'chayre, Taisus and the Rosh, not necessarily are chaylik on the Ran. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Hamader Bnoi L'Talmud Torah. A very interesting case. Hamader Bnoi L'Talmud Torah. That a person was madir b'noi, that he should not have any hanor from his son. Why doesn't one have hanor from the son? Because he knows the son is a very good-hearted son, and whatever the father wants, he'll do, and learn the better nishlaun. He wants his son to learn Torah. Forget about these mitzvahs. I want you to learn Torah. But, you can't convince the son, so he made a madir. That what, I'm not allowed to have hanor from you. So mamela, so then the son is no alternative, then he has to learn, he can't be Mahana's father. Hamadel b'noi l'talmud Torah is muta l'malis l'ichovi shalmayim, l'hadlik l'yasaneh, m'rab Yitzhak omal l'tzlis l'idak kot. Let us see what the Ran says. Hamadel es b'noi l'talmud Torah. Ha'ov hi diroi shlo yehena oviv mimenu, kedei shlo yisbatel mitalmud Torah. מותר הבן למעלס לאוביב חובי של מים להדליק לא יסנר. ומסתומה ממילי זוטרי כיהני, these small שימושים, דלקהו ביטל לימו תוירה, and these small שימושים is not ביטל תוירה, לא ידרק, he wasn't madarim. The Miri is Moisef noch ein Wort, which is very interesting. We'll understand what this Torah Gemara later, Aran later. He says, and usually the father does not do this for himself. So when he asked the son, to have an offer from the son, Mestami did not mean these Shemushim, which are small Shemushim and won't make such a big bittul Torah to begin with, number one. And number two, he's dependent on his son for these Shemushim, so he didn't mean to ask for these Shemushim. That's how the Miri is Maisiv. The Sanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Maisa Be'echot Shehirza B'noi L'Talmud Torah, V'hidiroi Milasais Meloche, V'itale Yaisi B'Rebi L'Malas L'Chovi Shomayim L'Hadlik L'Yesaneh. So we see some Asama Agama speaking about a similar case. Yerushalmi B'Meseches Bikurim. Tony, Hamadir as Benoy Le Talmud Torah, Mutter Le Malis Loi Chovi Shalmayim Lahadlik Leis Aner, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Aflikach Loi Chafetzim Min Hashuk. Now here we're talking about something that I think takes more time than Le Malis Loi Chovi Shalmayim. He's permitted to go to the market and purchase chafetzim for his father. Ma pligi, so the Yerushalmi asks, what's the machlokes? Or so kan beish, kan beisha. Im hoya the mesuyim also oisei ki isha. Kloima, the isha va odom mesuyim means an odom choshuv. Ein dalkam likach chafetzim min hashuk. That they don't go to buy chafetzim, not lefi kvoidam, not lefi dalkam, kol kvuda bas melech pnima. They don't go to the shuk. Banan sadi da daita da hochi lo yadri. So it's clear when he made this neder, he just wanted that the son should have more time to learn. But his dire necessities, Izicha did not mean to include in the nether, because these things he's dependent on the son. Vanan sadi da daite da hochi loy adre. Avalisha eime mesuyim, kimin shadake leilech bishuk, efele bahani adre. If we'll chafetzim to buy chafetzim bishuk, so he asked this also. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamudar Hanome Chaveiroi, Mutar Lashkoisoi Kois Shel Sholem. He's permitted to be Mashkem a Kois Shel Sholem. My new, Hochi Targimu Kois Shel Beisa Evil, Vemarova Omri Kois Shel Beisa Melchitz. Zokteram, Mutter Lahashkes Leikoi Shal Shalom Kloima, Mutter Leshamshoi Bekoish Shal Beis Eivel. That means in a base of oval there used to be Mashke Yayin to the oval, Nu Sheikha Loive. His Memelis, even though he's Mutter Hano, Mutter Leshamshoi Bekoish Shal Beis Eivel. Inami, Shabesa Melchitz, Midne Dalke Sholem, Shoyodalkum Bakar, they used to drink a kois Sholchamim in the Besa Melchitz, so to be Mishamishim, to tell them through these kaises, he's permissive. permitted. Umiyu davke. So now the Ran says we have to understand what it says here. Davke haikoy shel muda. We're speaking about not that he's giving him a kois. It's the kois of the muda. Sign the base hamelchitz and sign the base haevil. The leshamshoy bechagoyin ze bilvat hitil. That means this small shimush, which is Starkei Sholem, one is Meshamish someone else with these shimushim, so this small shimush, he did not mean to asa. Tum yedidach tamadis mele talmud teirah, shetiru ben lamal slov, v'mayim mishelov, also the same thing. When it says that the Izmamali Achavi Shalmayim means Mishalov. So we're talking about the Shimush, which is a Shimush cotton. So this, we have an Ansadi, he did not mean to Asa. V'lo Yozayim es Behemtoi. Now we hear the Machlekes in the Mishnah, if he's permitted to give Mizaynis to the Behemah of the Muda. Tanya Yeshua Ish Uzo Eimel. Zon Avodov Vishivchoiso Vaknani. He's allowed to give Mizainis to an Eved Nishivchoknanis, if he's to the Mudarano, Vulo Yozin as Behemtoi Beint Meye Beint Toiro. That means that there's a difference, even though an Eved is Amadeimelechamoyer, but there's a chilek, a chamer, you're not allowed to be mazen according to the chachomim. And the amadim al chamer, you're allowed to be mazen. My time, avod of shibchay sabaknani, leman chelusa avida. Beheima lepitume avida. Sleda sirash. Dra. Zakterat. Es avoda v'shivchoi sabaknani, nearly, so the Ran l'shitasa, we hear the machloikis, the Ran and the Rashba. If we're only speaking about mezoinis yisayrim, that what the behemo or evid needs to exist, that's it, he's being mahanahim. Nearly mezoinis yisayrim koma, about the Rabbi Lezer koi, v'ochi koma. Ahu shir yuso de shoy rabbe leza be behema tmeya da haina mizayni she saying me she perash mishne saying no less but what rabbe leza says is not true that filo behema tmeya lipto me avide it's aimedly spatem ulo moicho loiv de kechok Avo bavo de vishiv chayso baknani miya isa. But there he's right. The am adayma lachamayr is taken adayma lachamayr. The inu limenak usa abido. The whole benefit that one derives from a nevid is lenkumplema lenakir abayis lotashmish bulvat. That means all that one derives from an Eved is Shimush. So Memele, so what's the chilek if we'll weigh 30 pounds more, 30 pounds less, you're not being Mahanehim by adding more weight to his Avodah. So there Taki Rabbi Lezer is right, by an Eved is Taki right. V'iket de galsi leman cherusa kloima she'ein oimdim la'chire elo l'nechire ba'alme, she'kshein meisim enichen oisom vein odom oichlom. Interessant to pshat, they're not oimid la'chile. L'man chalus, only they die, you bury them. There's dachsmer ha'shayle, dachsmer also shachas meire, this is a shayle from Ebeknani, it's also bano, like this we learn out, a mace is also bano, sham Miriam, learn out Miriam from Egla Rufe, batoma sham, batikova sham, then we learn out dachsmer we learn out that a mace is also bano, so now there's a whole tumul dachsmer, if an Ebeknani is also bano. Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Yud, Marashba. From here it would seem that the whole problem is that you don't eat it. You don't eat, we're not cannibals, we don't eat even dead people. Vice is bad, so it's mutabah, no. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hamuda hanome chavela. Venichnas levakroi oimet. Avolo yoishiv. If he wants to be mevaker him, so he should stand, but he shouldn't sit. Umerapai refuas nefesh, avolo refuas moment. Dr. Gemara, b'mayaskina, what are we speaking about? He bishenirsei mevaker asurim al choylem. If the choyl is not permitted to have an no from the nirsei mevaker. Afilu yoyishiv nami. So what's the difference between Oymed or Yoish? Let us see the Ram. He bishanir se mevaker asur malochele for the Yoish of Nami. The Oymed my time is sure is lay, mishum de mevaker mitzvah de nafshio. That means the reason he's doing it with tzarech mitzvah. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. Unehei dechoyle masani memeile. I dechoyle hezanov the big shori. Because I'm not doing it for you. So it's not called a mahani. The kivin shekain. So if that is the long, this afelo yoishim nam yisloch lemishche my time. So if he's sitting down, he's keeping him company. So it's also, it's mitzvah de nafshe. So why should it be also? So mele, if the choyl is not permitted to have an law from the mevakel, so mele, so yeshiv should also be muta. If the mevakel can't have an law from the choyl, if the loy midnami loy, what does the answer be? Bishenir say choyl asur in mevakel, if the loy midloy. Shereinene bedrises haregel. Because the mevaker has a noi standing on his property. And we should mitzvah lesa is a noi yimeisude. I mean, it's called I'm having a noi. We had the drises haregel is, say this is even more than drises haregel. Then the disagmi is to walk through. We had that viter is also bemuda a noi. It's called I'm having a noi. So I'm standing in your house. So I'm having an offer from your property. So then I mean, it should also be also. Oma Shmu. So Shmu said, Loi lo mishanif se mevaker asur malo chayla. Ko bemokim shen loitlim schar ala yeshiv, en loitlim schar ala mide. Mai piske oke mashmu lo. Af bemokim shen loitlim schar ala yeshiv, for yeshiva, one can take money. Let us see that. There were places where they didn't take money for yeshiva. Afopi shemuta. Yishum de mitzvahs vikar daylo ba'amide. Dachs medemiri says, Pshat, what's the difference between amide and yeshiva? Amide is vikar. You ask him how he is. Can something be done for you? You mispalo. And you leave. Vikar is a short stay. A vikar. Dachsme, they say, over once, someone was once mevaker chayla, the Puskarov. He was there, and he was talking, and it was getting too difficult for the Puskarov, his bicker. He wasn't enjoying this bicker. So he told them, he said, Chazal tells the bicker chayla, afula meya pomim bayayin. So he says, if Meya Pomim Bayoim, so we can understand for this how long the Bikur has to take. If you can make it Meya Pomim Bayoim, so you hope he got the message that he should leave already. Al-Koponim, but that's the difference between Amida and Yeshiva. Amida is Bikur, which is a very short, short matzav. Yeshiva is keeping company, and it's a longer affair. Now, other places that didn't take schara from yeshiva, afal pi shehu muta, even though yeshiva is muta to take schara. Mishum de mitzvahs bika dai lo b'amida. So that means, we'll see, just like there's a klal ma'ani b'chinam by Torah, there's a klal ani b'chinam by mitzvahs also. The mitzvah should also be done b'chinam. So the mitzvah of bika choylem, so the ikel mitzvah is the bika, the amida. So memela, and that you know to take schar. So the other places, kedei shele yavoyu litel schar al amide, ichmiru al atzman shele litel schar al yeshiva. So the mach menato tek schar al yeshiva also. Ubo isin mekoimis. So the places where they didn't take schar, they were geyzer yeshiva otu amide, is bein oimed bein yeshiv shori. So then you're allowed to be back in Chayli, the yeshiva nami, the do mitzvah. So it's not a dover shenoytl mal of schar, it's only a mitzvah. Alafil, or bimokim shemach miram alatzma, in a place where they're not mach. Afilo hochi alamide lo ishori lo lemishko. But amide, you're not permitted to, they're not machme. When you're allowed to take money, they take money. Afilu hochi alamida leisharle lemishko umishem hochi posik tane betoni nichnes levakrei oimed bekuleduchti. That's why biko is muta bekuleduchti. The mitzvah kavi beidach memele mesane. So I'm going to do the mitzvah. Avol lo yoishay, but that what it says in the mission lo yoishay bekula duchti. Not, and that means in all places one is not permitted to sit to keep in company. The mokim sheimach miram alatzman be yeshiva. In a place where they're not machm alatzman yeshiva, like a mitzvah, they take money for it. So then there's no mitzvah. V'nimtza choyle chayim b'schorei. So the choyle is mechuyif to pay it. U'shein einoytum en eklum nimtza ma'neyu. So that is pshat. That is the difference between amide and yeshiva. V'yel sashachez ma'ira, this inyan of bikur choylem, is l'cheir ha-mitzvah d'rabbono. As my Rambam states, as mitzvah the Rabbonon, that's a chmir. So he has a big problem. We heard before that by a mitzvah the Rabbonon, you're allowed to take schar. That's, we heard a machlokes, you're allowed to take schar for pisik taimim. It's totally, pisik taimim is a deraise. You're not allowed to take schar. Pisik taimim is a Rabbonon, you're allowed to take schar. Here's a problem. Why are you not allowed to take schar from amide? He wants to be mitzade, the psachidish, he says. If people would take schar for the amide, so no one would be mevaker chayla if the chayla does not want to pay for the bika. So they made a bezundere takona by bika, you shouldn't take schar. That's how he wants to be mutzah.